This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform.
Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those of you who don't know me yet, I'm a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital. I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. So I had a whole episode ready to record for you, and then Prince died on Thursday, as you probably saw if you were anywhere in the world. So I wanted to talk about some things that brought up for me and just see if they resonate with you. And this one is going to be short because I would like today to give you some food for thought, give you some things to think about, maybe some way that you can make your own life more awesome, your own career more awesome, and then send you out on your week to go do something that matters to you. And I wanted to start with an observation that this is a really interesting century. This century really does fascinate me because it seems to me that it's becoming the century of claiming our own thing. So, you know, we've seen some massive changes globally. In terms of rights, for example, rights of people for every sexual orientation. Now, there are still, you know, many people who are not free. There are still people who are, for whom it's a death sentence, right, to come out about your sexual orientation if you have a kind that's not approved by the state. So there's still work to be done. And there's plenty of people who are not free. But if you look at where we are, compared to where we were 10 years ago, which historically is like a millisecond, it is kind of startling. So we're not there yet. Of course, you know, there are still so many people who are being devalued for their culture or their skin color or the religion they grew up with or whatever it might be. So we're, you know, it ain't utopia. Probably never will be utopia. There's still plenty of work to be done. But this seems to me to be a time of movement and a time of possibilities, and especially of individual possibilities. So sometimes things are not right for the group, and we have to keep working on that. And at the same time, we can also make spaces and we can make communities that are more aligned with what we think is justice or what we think is fairness or just what we think is, you know, freedom of expression and freedom to be what you are. So a lot of you may know that I spent a fair chunk of time working a normal corporate job, you know, the kind of job in which you're not allowed to have pink hair. And I was not particularly well suited to it. I was good at the work. I often had trouble with the culture because the fact is I am an inconvenient person. The words problem child come to mind. You know, my brain is weird, and I spend a lot of time in my own head, always have, did when I was really a little kid. And I have a tendency to throw a lot of, well, why couldn't we do this ideas into the mix? Because when I'm working on something, I think about it pretty much all the time. And so I'm always coming up with kind of weird combinations or weird possibilities or weird new angles that we might try. And the bigger that an organization is, for the most part, the harder it is to work with that because, you know, they have processes and they have established ways of doing things and they have a lot of sunk costs and you just can't reinvent things every 5 minutes in a big organization, which is probably why I do so much better in a small organization. So what we think of as traditional corporate culture, in a lot of ways that was invented in the 20th century, so much of it is about playing a particular part, you know, looking a certain way, dressing a particular way, behaving a certain way, choosing your words, choosing what you bring up and what you don't bring up. I thought that the show Mad Men, even though it was about the advertising industry, which is, you know, comparatively had a ton of freedom for creatives and a ton of, you know, wacky people in it, I thought Mad Men showed really well the constraints of that kind of culture. So for all kinds of reasons, we're moving away from that. We're moving away from, you know, if you have a day job, then you play the part of a perfect corporate clone. So there are still a lot of clone-filled workplaces, but there are more and more companies that are realizing that you can attract amazing talent if you encourage people to bring their true selves to work instead of this kind of boring and fake mask. So some of you are business owners and you're making your own culture, and I would really encourage you to think about that. You know, what is safe to bring to the workplace in your team? Some of you are stuck absolutely in the attack of the clones, and you are in a workplace where you cannot be real, where you cannot speak the truth. That's a tough, frustrating place to be. Even if that's where you are 9 to 5, I would encourage you, you have the opportunity to step out and make something that is more real. Now, today, it might not be starting a business. You know, maybe it's just pulling together a community, an audience. Maybe it's a blog paired with a strong social media presence that starts to build, you know, what Seth Godin called your tribe. It may even be that you will find more freedom in your own voice and more freedom of expression. You could use a pseudonym. That is a totally legit, fine thing to do. And sometimes you can tell the truth more under somebody else's name. Very interesting. I'm fascinated by the term sui generis. It's a Latin term, and I believe it means being your own parent, but it's being the one example of the thing, you know, being something that does not exist anywhere else. It has, it's used in biology, it's used in law to talk about things that are singular, things that do not belong to a group. They are themselves and they are unique. And so thinking about that term sui generis is such an interesting idea, a category of one. I really believe, and this is just as true for introverts as it is for extroverts, we are so hardwired to want to be valuable. We are so wired to yearn to contribute meaningfully to our community. You know, to bring something to the group and then be valued for that, be seen and be valued. So if you're not finding that 9 to 5, then I would just love to encourage you to get out and make it in a different space. You know, or if you can, bring it to your 9 to 5. Start a club at work or start a project at work that lets people bring something that's more real and more true to that 9 to 5 experience. Because we spend so much of our lives in that space, I think it's really important that it be meaningful. I don't know what you're good at, but I know that there's something that you are remarkably good at. And that thing that you're good at might bring a lot of value to someone else. And in fact, it might be the seed of a really incredible community that values what you value. I think people get hung up on a couple of things here. First, they get hung up on the thing that I'm good at isn't quote unquote important. So, you know, maybe you're good at gaming or fan art or, you know, something that you think doesn't matter. Well, it all matters. If it brings some kind of happiness or delight or value to another person, then it matters. And some things in our life are more trivial. You know, some things are beautiful shoes. And then some things help us, you know, pay our mortgages and feed our families and save the world and, you know, bring clean drinking water to communities that don't have them. We all have different ways of communicating, but don't get so hung up in what I do isn't important enough, because I think everybody's contribution, even if the only thing you add is delight, you know, there's not enough delight in this world. Add more delight. That's a great thing to add. And the other place I think we get hung up is we get too tied up in the things we're not good at or not good at yet. You know, so you might not be good at selling or managing, or you just have little tiny slivers of free time. You know, there's a lot of things. There are always going to be constraints. So if you're not good at something and it matters, you know, if you're not good at something and you need that thing to go forward, remember that we get good at things because we practice them. And actually, there are a lot of things that you can even do some work on mentally. So if you suck at selling, you know, listen to marketing and sales podcasts on your commute and make notes on your phone and mentally practice your headlines or your, you know, practice writing a sales letter. Now, you still have to do real practice, but adding mental practice to that can really boost the effectiveness of it. Take advantage of those little slivers of time. Almost all of us, if we have a computer and we have access to the web, then we have some bits of free time that we're not noticing because we let them slip away. We slip them away on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. If you do any social media or if you watch any television, then you have some time. And small pieces of time, if you apply them to a problem every day, can create real results. The trick is really to get that flywheel moving, you know, to get the momentum going in the right direction. Because at a certain point, that momentum starts to give you a major, major push. So if you look at Prince and you look at what he meant to people and you look at the impact that he had, I think he had an enduring legacy because, A, first and foremost, would not have happened without this. He worked his ass off to get incredibly gifted at his craft. You know, he was such a consummate musician. He was such a legendary guitar player. But also, I mean, you know, he played the music, all the instruments on his tracks, and he wrote the tracks, and he really worked at every element of his craft. But of course, also one of the things he was known for was that he defined himself. I mean, he truly was sui generis. He didn't let anybody else define him. And he also, you know, didn't give a damn if you thought he was this or you thought he was that. I mean, if you want a synonym, if you want just a perfect example of consummate combination of craft and confidence, you know, I think Prince is as good a role model as you're going to get. And then, you know, C, he got in the game. So he didn't stay in his room playing guitar. He stepped out. He shared what he had with other people. You know, he actually, I read that he wrote his first song when he was 7, which is kind of cool. And he was recording demos when he was 17 years old. He put it out there to share with somebody else. So if Prince's death moved you or his life inspired you or there's anybody, you know, out there in your life who's speaking to your heart, go do it, you know? Go learn what you can from that person. Life can be very short, but we can do something epic while we're here, and we can make an epic contribution, and I really think it comes from heart and it comes from love. So as I said, today I'm making this a short one. I am going to leave you with a fantastic video I found of James Brown jamming with Michael Jackson, and then with Prince. And hopefully the video will still be there when this airs, because you know how YouTube videos are. Sometimes they get swallowed up by rights considerations. The thing about it I found so epic, of course it's heartbreaking because we've lost all three of them, and they were so great, each in his own way. But the thing that's really fun about the video is just they're having so much fun, you know? I mean, these are three performers who are absolutely at the top of their game. They're absolutely displaying superb technical excellence, you know, born from love, born from putting the hours in. So I hope that you don't look at this video and say, you know, I'm not that talented. I could never do anything like that. I would love it if you would look at this and ask yourself, if I approached something I do with that much commitment and that much passion, then what could I become? So I will share that in the show notes. You can find those at pinkhairedmarketer.fm. And I'll also share with you a really wonderful clip of Prince doing the halftime show for the NFL, which is also just a real testament. It's a, you know, it's a fun viewing. It's great music. It's inspiring. And I think it'll just put a smile on your face. So thank you very much. And I'll see you next week with something a little more strategic. Take care.